Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The trade deadline. The trade deadline is 7 hours from now. Already, Kyrie Irving traded. Kevin Durant traded. Or as Keyshawn Johnson likes to refer to it, the T.J. Warren trade. Kevin Durant and T.J. Warren traded for Jay Crowder and Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges and four first-round picks and a pick swap. Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, former Brooklyn Nets executive, with us now. Bobby, just top line, what's your headline from what's happened so far?
What could have been? I mean, I think, yeah, this was a, I don't want to say a disaster. I think it's probably more of a disappointment from a Brooklyn perspective, because you saw what could have been with the three players, and then you saw that stretch of 20 games when they went 18-2, and now this is basically, we're back to 2018-19, a team that's probably could win 42, 43 games, and it's, I bet you probably Sean Marks sleeps a lot better with that with this roster than he did with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and James Harden here.
Bobby, you said something during the break that really caught my attention about why this big three didn't work. About somebody not being homegrown in an organization. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's managed. It's the personalities. You know, I said in the break, too, that 30 out of 30 teams would have taken Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in 2009 with cap space. That's no doubt about it. You saw the big three work in Boston with Ray, Allen, Pierce, and Garnett, because Pierce was drafted there. He knew the lay of the land, the culture, what, you know, the locker room. He was able to integrate those players. You saw it in Miami, and in Miami with Wade, LeBron, and Bosch, and that took a little bit of time. Dwayne Wade was there already. He knew the buttons that Pat Riley pushed, and Eric Spoelstra, and the group there, and the Heat way. And here in Brooklyn, you had three great players, but all different personalities. Jay, you hit it right on the head. You know, Kevin Durant was the best player, but at the end of the day, you know, Kyrie Irving played that first year without Durant, and he felt like this was his team.
Mm. So, Bobby, so now, with that, go ahead, Keith.
No, I said, so with that being said, Bobby, then this move, not based on Kevin Garnett's talent, I mean Kevin Durant's talent, but based on the lay of the land and the fabric within the Suns organization with Booker as well as CP3, this should certainly work for Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, you have Devin Booker, who was, you know, as I said, was drafted, and Chris Paul, and Eaton is there, and Monty Williams. You know, certainly there's really strong structure there. It should work. I mean, on paper, this is a dynamic team. The big, you know, it will all come down to where they are health-wise when we get into, you know, mid-April here and how you build out your depth moving forward. But, I mean, let's face it. You know, everyone likes to say, you know, who won the trade. Whenever you're trading a top three player in the NBA, and I don't care what you get back, draft picks, you know, young players here, you win the trade initially. You win the trade initially because you have a top three player that can close games, and those players are special out there, and not many teams have them.
Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So now that that piece has dropped to the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant, I keep reverting a lot of my attention, Bobby, back to Toronto with a guy like OG Anunoby. Where do you see him being traded today before 3 p.m. Eastern? And if so, where do you see him going, and what moves do you see Toronto making?
I think the Durant trade late or early this morning kind of sets the wheels in motion for some of these teams out in the Western Conference, whether it be Memphis. They've got that Danny Green contract. They've got all their first-round picks. I would keep an eye on Golden State. You know, what is the timeline, and how does James Wiseman and Kuminga and Moody, how does it fit with Curry, Thompson, Green, Poole, Wiggins? Because let's face it, outside of maybe Kuminga, none of those guys are playing in the playoffs. I don't know if they're playing in the playoffs next year here. So can you package some of those players and move a couple first-round picks to Toronto? And is there an appetite there for Toronto? So I would keep an eye on them. You know, New Orleans maybe, possibly. But, yeah, I mean, I think if you're – you know, from what I've understood is that, you know, there's half the league have made offers for OG and an OB here. And if you're Toronto, do you think that the same offers are going to be there in the offseason? And if not, it's too rich, that then you do it right now here. And he's definitely the name. You know, him and Fred VanVleet are the names to – Gary Trent Jr. also are the names to keep an eye on today.
So when you look at the West, the Suns and the Mavs aren't the only team to make splashes in the trade. The Lakers also made by moving Westbrook to Utah and bringing back one of their old faces in D'Angelo Russell. How does this move impact the Lakers today and the future coming up in the summer when there's a potential Kyrie Irving that can be out on the wing, hanging out in L.A. and doing some stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I would give the Lakers an A for that trade based on how it improves their roster right now. And we don't know where, whether it be in the play-in, do they get a home game, just getting in, that's probably the most important. You bring back three players for one that upgrade your roster with Russell, Beasley, and Vanderbilt. I mean, that's who cares about the pick in 2027? That's the reality of it. And then when you look at the roster going into this offseason, it gives you so many different options, Keyshawn. It basically, you can keep these players with Beasley and Vanderbilt, or maybe you resign Russell. The days of being top heavy with contracts of three players earning $120 million are over in Los Angeles, where you can make a trade, you can clear out cap space. You could, if Kyrie wants to come, you basically can maybe do a sign and trade. You didn't have that flexibility before this deal, and now you do. You know, especially with Beasley and Vanderbilt have team options for next year. I thought it, you know, not both picks, but if you're going to move one of those picks, the first round picks, do it for three guys that are either on their contract for next year or you have the ability to sign. And I would give Rob Pelinka a lot of credit because it gives them so many more options than they did yesterday.
Bobby, talking to Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, former Brooklyn Nets executive. Kyrie traded on Monday. Kevin Durant traded on Wednesday. It is, or Thursday morning. It is Thursday afternoon. It's Thursday morning now. But I'm saying Thursday afternoon is the trade deadline. That's today at 3 p.m. That's less than 7 hours away. Bobby, yesterday when LeBron breaks the scoring record, we come on the radio and we say, you know, look at AD. AD's not celebrating. Do you read anything into that? And Key likes to talk about germ spreading, a Bill Parcells expression, right? Like, you're just kind of media stuff.
The guy sitting on the bench, back hurts.
Bobby, I'm asking you as a former executive, if you see what you saw from AD, body language, not celebrating the points record, the whole thing, lack of touches, are you thinking there is an opportunity to trade for that player by the deadline?
No. No, I'm waiting. I want to look at what the next 25, 30 games are, if this is going to be a continual pattern or if this was the heat of the moment and what happened in that game.
I'm asking if you're a rival executive.
No, I don't have interest in Anthony Davis.
Oh,
I don't have.
You said that we're really
okay,
quick.
Okay, let me rephrase.
Anthony Davis is a top 15 player, but I mean, he's like, you know, he's a better version of Ben Simmons. Like, I can't, ooh, but reliable from a playing standpoint. Ooh. Ben Simmons, reliable from basically health wise, playing wise. I mean, he hits all the.
So, Bobby, you're scared to death of injury.
Yes,
Wait, Bobby, let me back up. If you're a rival executive who, in spite of injury concerns about AD, would like to trade for him anyway,
by the way, just
are you looking at his body language thinking there's an opportunity there to trade for him if I want him?
But, Max, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Bobby, but just think about what you said, Max. In spite of injuries.
Yeah.
Like, you never look at things in spite of, like, oh, well, I can fix this guy in his injury history.
But I'm just trying to find out a different
answer. I would say,
answer.
Max, yeah. I would say if there were teams interested, it would basically be the type of package that Dallas sent Brooklyn, right? Where you're getting probably two starters, two, you know, pretty good players in a first-round pick.
I'm not making myself clear. I apologize. Let me try it one more time. Do you read into AD's reaction to LeBron's breaking the record So, as a rival executive, wait a minute, I could trade for that guy if I wanted to because he doesn't want to be there. There's something going on over there that will make him available to the right bidder.
So in other words, Bobby,
I don't read into it. I would read into it in the play-in, if it's the play-in game and the post-game press conference, if they get eliminated and you hear something and then you put Anthony Davis on your big whiteboard for something to pursue in the offseason. I don't read into it now.
You see why I call it germ spreading, Bobby.
Bobby, let me ask you one more thing before you get out of here. Obviously, there's an arms race going on in the Western Conference. I saw what the Boston Celtics did last night to the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm watching Giannis play at an MVP-like level. Do the Milwaukee Bucks need to make any moves here to compete with Boston at the highest degree and also find a way to get a championship?
I do, yeah. I mean, because what are you getting with Chris Middleton? Are you getting the 2021 version of Chris Middleton? You know, he's coming off the bench. He's giving you 25 minutes, 15 points. You are going to need the all-star version of Chris Middleton, and I think if there's a deal out there, we'll see what happens with Jay Crowder, if you can reroute him there and what's the cost going to be. You know, they're limited with draft picks as far as to upgrade the roster, but I don't think they can just sit here at the deadline and kind of let it go past.
Okay, that's one. Let me take you to another team in the Midwest, my old team, Bobby, before you cut me in. You know, that's fine. We'll work through it another time. Chicago Bulls, what are the Bulls doing, Bobby? Like, are they going to blow it up and go into a rebuild, or are they actually going to try to make a run at it? Because right now, with some of their pieces and Vucevic and what's happened with Alonzo Ball, they don't seem to be in a good – they're in purgatory.
I would go after Russell Westbrook if he's bought out in Utah. That's what I would do. I would take him for 30 games because he would light a fuse on that roster that is, you know, there's a malaise over there, right?
Yeah.
Some nights they look great. Some nights they're uninspired here. And for 30 games, I'll take Russell Westbrook. Mm.
Bobby Marks, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA front office insider who agrees with Key. It's germ spreading. And I say they're both wrong. There is something going on in L.A. We will see. Thank you, Bobby Marks. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max is brought to you by Nature Valley. Nature Valley wants to see you and your family out there. When we share our love for out there, we inspire others to protect it. And that's what getting out there is all about. Nature Valley, life happens out there. What was that, Key?
I said if he gets moved today, then you're right.
Right, yeah.
But right now,
something.
You're wrong.
Something's going on. Something's going on. All right. Bobby Marks just made that very interesting. Take a flyer on Russell Westbrook for 30 days in
Russell
Chicago.
Westbrook to Chicago?
Light a fuse. Light a, you know, light a spark. What's the best landing spot
still play
for Russell Westbrook? And how much does he have left? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Bobby Marks mentioned the Bulls. We just had him on last segment. Former Nets executive, ESPN NBA insider. Mentioned the Bulls as a potential landing spot for Russell Westbrook, who's no longer a Laker because he was dealt in a three-way trade for D'Angelo Russell. the Lakers' former number two overall pick, who had a slow start with the Lakers, but has since turned into a good NBA player. He has size for a I know it's positionless basketball, but for a one, he's kind of a, could be a combo guard, could play on or off the ball because you can shoot it. Great passer. But Westbrook no longer a Laker. If he's bought out
no
by
loss.
Utah, and
which he will be.
Right. Where should he go at this point? Like, what's he have? Bobby Morris said, go to Chicago, light a fire there.
What's he have?
Yeah, what's he got left? Could he be a
what
good player?
What are you talking about? What he got left?
I'm asking the question.
He had 27 the other night off
but,
the bench.
Yeah, he when, play, when, you say what, when you say what he's got left, it doesn't mean, is he a bum? It means take his peak.
Got to be careful. Where is the first person he called a bum?
Where is his peak versus where he is now? Like, how much of that peak Russell Westbrook 5, 6, 7 years ago does he still have, do you think?
In spots. Yeah. If he was the guy, right, Jay? But he ain't going to never be the guy no more. It's over. He's essentially a backup, a bench guy that can play with the second unit and do what Jay said he did the other night. Now, what teams does that work for?
That's where I think you need to be careful, though, because Russ will be a backup if he's on a team with LeBron James. But if you put him on a team with Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan, I'm not sure if he sees himself less than Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan. I think he sees himself as an
fair
equal
point.
Or above.
Yeah, let me ask you that. I want to ask Jay something about that.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. He is equal to them based on where they're at and where he's at in his career versus LeBron. But there's other teams out there, I'm sure, Jay, when you dive into your magical doctor bag, that you can find that he fits, that has a superstar too, that's the team leader that he'll fall in line for.
Jay, so along the lines of he sees himself as their equal, this is why Key talks about, you know, branding in sports versus reality. This is why guys are hesitant to come off the bench, even in the situation where they ought to, because they know that the brand, even for someone who used to play sports at the highest level like Key, starts to get in your head like, well, he's kind of at a certain level now in his career. But that's because he was playing with LeBron James, by the way, on a team that didn't have shooters, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking is your basketball eye. What's he got left? To me, I don't see, in terms of what he does on the court, a big difference. Like, is there a difference between him now and a few years ago, or in the right role with shooters on a team? Could he put up those crazy numbers again in the service of winning?
Yeah, I think in the right role. I think, you know, for some players, Max, it's really hard for them to fit into the right role if they don't have the right dominant personalities around them to make them accept that role. Like, Russ, maybe he's lost a slight step, but he's still one of the fastest guys in the league.
Looks that way.
So I really don't see Russ ever taking a step back unless he was playing with a generational type of talent that forced him to do so, which is the problem with Russ a little bit. Or the challenge. I'm not going to say problem. It's the challenge whenever you bring Russell Westbrook to any team, because he is very ball dominant. He's very ball dominant. So it makes it hard for him to play up unless you surround him with the right pieces. But once again, for a guy who's ball dominant, that means he has to be the guy.
And let me ask you this, though. Okay, so let's forget about
because Key, can't shoot, so you can't make him a secondary or third guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can't shoot the ball well enough.
Let's forget about the team for a minute, Jay. What environment, culture, head coach, organization will fit for a veteran player like Westbrook that is desperately trying to win a championship and be a part of a championship team?
To win a championship? You're saying so Russ, like a buyout market on a team that has a chance to win a championship?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Boston,
because at this stage of your career, you would think that a guy is looking to go somewhere where he has a real opportunity to maybe not be the starter, but be the guy off the bench, 6, 7 guy, come in. And all I need you to do is fill it up for me for about 15 minutes. That's all I need you to do.
Cleveland? Miami?
Miami would be very interesting.
I think Miami kind of fits. Because you got Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra. You got the Jimmy Butler kind of feel to it. Like, Miami's been, that team has kind of like been like riding that hump.
Philadelphia can't do nothing with it.
Well, just because, well, my thing is, if I rock with Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
I am a Tyrese Maxey. I will sing his praises from the Brooklyn Bridge over this entire world. I am not trying to mess up Tyrese Maxey.
He's so good. Okay.
He's
so young
that dude
still.
For them.
So
no,
young
I,
still.
I don't want to mess up those minutes.
Jay, here's the thing about Westbrook for me. I don't think anyone in the NBA needs a championship more than this dude. because as
well,
many
Chris Paul.
I think Russell. Let me tell you why I think it's more Russell
You're
Westbrook.
You're right on that, Key.
Let me
You're
tell
right
you why I think it's more Russell Westbrook. Dude averaged a triple-double, did all those things. But when you look back, he has now played with Kevin Durant for years, LeBron James. He's on the team with James Harden, and he's never won a championship. You can't. He's had teammates. He's had the greatest teammates of all time, at least since Elgin Baylor, for a guy who hasn't won a title.
What's been the narrative about him his whole career, though, is that he is a one-man show, where Chris Paul is the field general. He's the Jay Will. He's the guy that's the field general out on the floor, facilitating, giving it up. He's the leader. He's the this. He's the that. He's the everything you can think of, where the narrative on Westbrook has been, he's
that's
a hot dog.
That's why I think he needs it, Key, because when you look back at Chris Paul, what you're going to say is, yes, he was on a lot of great teams, but he didn't play with a top level until now, and now he's faded, KD or LeBron. We're going to look back at Westbrook and be like, damn, he had KD all those years.
He had
James Harden.
He had
LeBron James.
He had teams in L.A. He had teams in Houston.
He never had a dude on LeBron or KD's level.
Yeah, but how many of LeBrons and KDs walking around the damn
there
NBA?
Are none, and Westbrook has them both. He had the both, and James Harden.
But it is weird, though, Key, because I'm on your side here a little bit. I hear the top-tier players, but yeah, it's like with Russ's game, I don't know. I don't know if I ever see Russ's game being part of a championship style of basketball.
That's why he needs a championship. Yeah, but
I don't see his game equating to a championship.
So you don't think he can get it? That is precisely the reason he needs one.
But
you got to remember, he's a championship player.
You know this more than anybody, Jay. You played this game. You've covered it. He is not the frontline guy to win a championship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm posing a team where he can go and not be the guy. Just be a guy.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Just a guy.
That, to me, Key, Darvin Ham tried to get Russ to buy into off the bench. I think we saw Russell play at a pretty
good.
High level. He's done well. I do think, though, if Russ were to try to really commit to the defensive end a little bit more and keep evolving his game, because that's what it comes down to, Max, Russ's ability to evolve his game to fit a championship need of a team, which isn't the way you think of Russell Westbrook, right? Like defensively, and I do think that Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, with the way they play in Miami, if you were to buy in defensively, that could be the team.
Wait, are you saying the thing about Westbrook is that in order for him to win a championship, it'll be as a role player with a different mentality.
Yes.
So he's not really proving the thing that people want to see a championship prove about a guy when he's at his best.
And what do you say about guys like that? Like, oh, your game isn't really going to be the game that's going to translate to winning a championship.
So why does Chris Paul need one more than him when Chris Paul now is no longer at his best and would be, you figure, at best the third best player on the team if he does win one?
Because
Chris Paul's been there. He's been to the chip.
I was about to say, he's been there. In his legacy.
Yeah.
Outside of the triple doubles and the MVP that Westbrook got, his legacy as far as the NBA goes, I think is greater than Westbrook's.
Why Westbrook needs the chip more.
No. CP3 is considered one of the greatest leaders in the game of basketball. You don't want to see the greatest leader, like the pinnacle with the championship.
No.
Do you look at Russell Westbrook as a leader?
No, but if a dude who averaged a triple-double over the course of several
seasons gets a championship,
he'll be remembered. Right. Now it's remembered that way. If he gets a championship, he'll be remembered differently.
Why am I wasting my minutes with you?
Lakers bringing back D'Angelo Russell. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
I don't have interest in Anthony Davis. I mean, he's like, you know, he's a better version of Ben Simmons. Like, I can't, ooh, but reliable from a playing standpoint. Ooh. Ben Simmons, reliable from basically health-wise, playing-wise.
Does make you wonder if AD is the next domino to fall after the way he looked as LeBron broke Kareem's scoring record. President Biden with a congratulatory video to LeBron James talking about how he's elevated the game on and off the court. Meantime, the Suns get KD. Lakers add D'Angelo Russell in a three-team trade. Kyrie just won his first game with the Mavs without Luka. Key, it is bananas right now.
And Kyrie looked crazy last night, too.
He's just starting to figure it out there, too.
Yeah.
NBA trade deadline has been crazy, and it ain't over yet. We got under 6.5 hours till the deadline. Is there another big domino to fall? There'll be more moves, but a big one.
I wonder if D-Lo going to play tonight against I wonder if they'll play him tonight.
That's a good – I would guess it would take a little longer, but
– I was just thinking about – you said a lot has happened this week in terms of the trade deadline, and I was just thinking to myself that, yeah, a lot has happened because I can't even go to the game tonight to enjoy it because LeBron scored,
right,
he broke the record. So what's the point? I've seen Giannis play a handful of times in person. I don't need to see it again.
But, you know, they got to dot all the I's, cross all the T's. You got to pass it physically. You got to do this, that. You know, that's a lot to do very quickly. Megan in Raleigh. How do you say your name? I butcher names.
It's Megan.
Megan. Megan. This is something my dad would. He ruined me with names. He pronounced names like from the Bronx from the 1930s. Anyway, go ahead, Megan.
Yeah, Megan. You just screwed that one up.
I was listening to the Westbrook versus Chris Paul conversation. So I feel like as an NBA fan, and if you polled true NBA fans across the country, we would all rather see Chris Paul win a championship than Westbrook. He's the best leader in the NBA. I mean, I'm from North Carolina, watched him since Wake. Like, there's no other player that I feel like we would want it more for than CP3.
Yeah, and if you go back to last year, or not last year, 2 years ago, what do we all say, Max? You were on First Take doing your deal there, but on these shows around, even First Take, it was all about Chris Paul winning his championship. Everybody was rooting for Chris Paul. When Chris Paul went out with the COVID situation, everybody was like, oh, God, then he hurt the hamstring. It was like, here we go again, because everybody was rooting for CP3.
I'm making a different point, though. I'm not saying that people want Westbrook to do it more than CP3 or anything like that. I'm saying, given everything that Megan just said, that you just said, the way people feel about Chris Paul, what we see with our own eyes, etc., Westbrook needs it more for that reason. People are not behind Westbrook like that. Westbrook doesn't have all the commercials like that. And yet Westbrook has played with both LeBron James and KD when they were very, very, very good, right? The two best players of the generation, and he got no chips to show for it. And one of the reasons I think you guys all disagree with me that he needs it is you don't think he can get it. But that's why he needs it. I'm not saying he could get it either. I'm saying his whole perception. That's why when Jay says Westbrook to Miami, ooh, I like that.
No, that makes sense. To send him to Miami makes sense. But when you think about it, how much did we talk about Chris Paul being the greatest point guard ever when he wins a championship? He needs to validate all of those things by far, because one of the things that everybody continuously say about him, starting all the way back in L.A. when he was with the Clippers, is he can't get it. Oh, well, here you go. He blew another lead. CP3 again. He blew another lead. Oh, him and Doc Rivers blew another lead. Then he goes off to Houston. Okay? Then again, oh, well, here they got a chance. They got Golden State. Here we go. Here's Chris Paul again. His hamstring's hurt. James Harden's got to try to do it. Can't do it by himself. They move him to OKC. Leadership. He turns that whole thing around. Then he moves from OKC to Phoenix. Now, all of a sudden, Phoenix goes to the championship, and he comes up short again.
Yep,
that's why he needs it.
And
if you're going to put him in rare air with all of the other point guards, the top three or four point guards, those guys got championships.
One day, years from now, some little kid going to be getting into sports. You're going to just see a reel of Russell Westbrook highlights, right? You're not going to see the game, just the highlights. He's going to be like, damn, that's the best thing I ever saw. Then he's going to look at the numbers. He's going to go, damn, That dude that I just saw put up those numbers, who'd he play with? LeBron and KD and James Harden? How many championships he win?
He needs it. He playing with LeBron at 38, man, when his whole career and role is completely changed. Stop that, man. Don't put – see, here you go again.
That's right.
With those max narratives,
that's
man.
That's right. Brilliant ones. James in the Bronx. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. James
in
the Bronx.
I got a trade for you. The Nets have 9,000 small forwards. Knicks don't have any. How about we trade Obi Thompson for Cam Johnson?
Toppin, you mean?
Yeah. Thompson, yes.
Obi Toppin for Cam Johnson?
Hold on. Yes. You said Obi Thompson for Cam Johnson. You mean Obi Toppin for
Toppin
Cam Thomas?
Toppin is what he means. He means Obi Toppin to the Knicks. I mean, from the Knicks to the Nets for Cam Johnson. But why would I do that trade if
Which
I'm the
Cam?
Nets?
Which Cam is he talking about?
The one that just got traded. Mm-hmm.
Figure it out, James, in the Bronx.
They got a couple of Cams. Chad in Georgia. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing well. What about Westbrook to the Clippers? I mean, they need a point guard. I mean, you think that would work out with Paul George and Kawhi?
Want to hear something funny, Key? If the Clippers miss out on Van Vliet, you get Russell Westbrook for nothing? I might take a flyer. Key, what do you think?
I'm sitting. I was pondering. I'm thinking.
They need a guy who can start the offense, kind of guy. Like that, you know, that really tried it with Kawhi originally. It's not really him.
But a guy to start the offense, but then you also got a ball dominant guy who's going to take the ball out of Kawhi in Paul George's hands.
Right. He's got to know how to. That's the whole thing with Westbrook.
But he's got a coach in Ty Lue that may be able in a short period of time to kind of fix whatever it is that he's been struggling with and understanding how to play within a team, you know, within a team culture sort of situation.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's not bad. I think that the culture, obviously, of the Clippers is very similar to Miami's, except they haven't won. But, I mean, I'm talking about the front office structure down to the court.
Jay, before we get out of here, you like Westbrook to – let's say they miss out.
Did I miss something?
Let's say they miss out on – No.
Okay.
It's just proposed. Let's say they miss out on Van Vliet. No Van Vliet to the Clippers, okay?
Ah.
Let's say they do. And Russell Westbrook –
big difference
and
between
– Russell Westbrook is out there for nothing. And you're the Clippers. Do you roll the dice?
No.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Take it.
Take it or shake it.
Take it or shake it. Brought to you by Granger, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Shannon, what we got?
All right, take it or shake it. Here we go. Key, I'm going to start with you on this one. The Brooklyn Nets are the biggest failure in NBA history.
Oh, damn.
Take it or shake it. Yeah, coming in hot. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that.
Yeah, you said in NBA history, I'm sure there's a couple other failures that's out there. I wouldn't consider them a failure. I consider them more of a disappointment, more of a didn't work out, because they only played 14 games together. When we're talking about the three-headed monster of Kyrie, Harden, and Kevin Durant.
You know, Key, I love when you come on our show and you spit details and facts. Unfortunately, the world we live in doesn't pay attention to the small print. They only pay attention to the headlines. And when the headlines say Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie were on the same team and it didn't equate to a championship, that is probably leaning more towards the greatest failure in the history of the NBA.
I hate to say it, I think. But let me tell you the failures that and failure is relative, right? Like, you could say the Warriors that lost to LeBron, considering they won 73 games, one of the great successes, or was it a failure because they didn't
finish
the job?
Yeah, but they got three chips out of it.
Yeah. Okay. And they got wait a minute.
Not only that, they got to the championship.
Exactly.
The Phoenix Suns, when they acquired Charles Barkley and Jordan had retired, and then he came, it was like, and it didn't happen.
KJ,
but I would take this a bigger failure. This is a bigger failure.
But we talk about
I have another one for you, though. They made the playoffs.
Sure.
When the Lakers got Steve Nash and Dwight Howard with Kobe and Powell, remember Kobe had to play
Steve Nash was all – Steve Nash was broken up, man. Come
Max,
on now.
These are three
– He's coming off a really good season, though.
Max, these are three of the most innovative
it's the biggest failure
and prolific
of
scores
biggest,
the
biggest
game
failure.
Of basketball has ever seen.
Yeah, biggest failure.
But ever seen.
I hate to keep going on it, but it's hard to call it a failure when they've never
– Easy to
call
it a failure.
Together.
They only played 14 games.
Easy to call it a failure.
It's like –
All right, coming up next here, Take It or Shake It. Kevin Durant trade makes the Suns the best. Oh, wow. Start over. Key, the Kevin Durant trade makes the Suns the team to beat in the West. Take It or Shake It.
Take that, Key.
Take it.
Take that.
And the reason it is for me is because now Chris Paul has another shot at getting that championship ring put on that finger so he can end the noise about where he belongs in the history of point guards. And Kevin Durant certainly can help him get it. And if they don't, ease.
Yeah, it's win or bust. I'll take that all day long. Now with DeAndre Ayton, KD, CP3, Devin Booker, Torrey Craig, the Suns are still going to make moves in the market. Look for a name like Jayshon Tate. I think top to bottom, and I respect Denver. I respect Denver. I like Denver. I like Jokic. I see you, Michael Porter. I see you, Jamal. I see what you guys are doing.
Man.
But on paper, man, it's the Suns.
Jayshon Perrin should have just went on and just said, Keyshawn, why you got to try to change it up? Yeah, man, just Keyshawn. You know what you want. Jay, you know what you wanted to do. Just go ahead and do it, Max. Like, just what?
Maybe they're trying to combine the
yes.
two of us.
They're fans of the show.
Jayshon.
They're fans of the show. Jayshon. In fact,
Jayshon, really
days
Max
I'm not here,
guy.
That's what you should call the Jayshon, show, Jayshon. That's right. All right. The Phoenix Suns are the team to beat right now. On paper, they're the best team in the West.
All right, Key. The Memphis Grizzlies have to make a trade to keep pace in the West. Take it or shake it. Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, God. Take it.
I don't know what that trade
is going to be, but I think they need a veteran presence that has some championship experience that could kind of help them understand the bigger picture versus the young, talented, hippity hop, all that. Just
hippity hop.
Yeah, swag. Everything ain't going to be about swag. It's going to be about winning. And they need that veteran presence to teach them that, Jay.
February 9th, 2023 is the day Keyshawn Johnson became an old man.
Hippity hop.
You know, all the hippity hop.
The hippity hoppity hip swag.
It was 8:51 a.m. East Coast time on the 9th of February.
I'll take it, and I'll say that name is the guy that just got traded to the Brooklyn Nets. Jay Crowder is that veteran presence that I think I would be willing to trade Dylan Brooks for. I think he is a good shooter, a great defender, and at the end of the day, he is not going to make mistakes that cost you series, Memphis, if you want me to keep it a buck with you.
I mean,
keep it a biz up.
Yeah, so there's addition by addition and addition by subtraction there, maybe. I'll take it to keep pace. I don't know. A move like that, they keep pace maybe, but I what's keeping pace? Does that mean getting out of the West? I don't think so, but I'll take it, sure.
All right, I'll slide in a Super Bowl-related question in here for you, Key. Patrick
wait,
Mahomes.
Wait, the Super Bowl's happening this week?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Oh. Super Bowl 57. Patrick Mahomes will
not
finish his
be
career.
Too much of that hippity hop in there, is there?
Patrick Mahomes will finish his career with more Super Bowl wins than Tom Brady, nah. Key. Take it or shake it.
There's certainly going to be hippity hop in there. Have you seen the quarterbacks? shake it!
Shake it! Shake it. Don't say that too loud in Arizona. They'll cancel the Super Bowl, Key. Go ahead.
Max.
Career with more Super Bowls than Tom Brady. Nice. Does that Super Bowl wins, correct?
Yeah.
So, seven Super Bowl wins, he's stuck on one.
Thank you, Keith.
Okay? And I don't see his head coach in Andy Reid coaching another 15 years to get to seven Super Bowls because that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take forever to get to seven.
Wait, Keith, and – oh, Eric Bieniemy, Andy Reid, same thing.
They not hiring no Eric Bieniemy, man.
Mm, okay. All
right. I don't even think Eric Bieniemy under contract right now once the season ends. Oh. I think he signed a one-year extension, and that was it. Oh. So once the season is over with, there's probably a high probability that EB will not be back.
Just go in there and say, Eric be friend. Can Eric be coach?
Eric be later.
Eric be free.
they treat him like Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, I'm with the key. Look, man, even if he gets two, still like five off from two to seven for Tom. That's tough, man. Like,
think about it. Think about what you just said.
Man, shake that. You ain't going to get no seven. You have to play 23 years and be the greatest ever for 23 years with the perfect head coach in a weak division. But it's just never.
It was a perfect storm.
It was a perfect storm.
Start eating that seagrass and that kale chips.
He ain't catching no Tom Brady with chips. That ain't in the cards.
Seven ain't going to happen. Now, can he win three?
Three would be amazing.
Can he win four? Look, as I said before, and I don't know what show I was on because I've been on a lot of shows in the last several days. If you think about it this way, he's got to win so many games at home, playoff games to get there to the Super Bowl. What are the chances that he's going to have another five AFC championship games at home in his career? What are the chances?
Better
of that?
Than they should be, but not 50-50.
No,
right.
Max, not
no, but they're better than they should be because if he plays another 10, you never can tell. But it's a hard thing.
Once again,
do.
it's just incredible to me that Max continues to praise Tom Brady for longevity, but just destroys LeBron for longevity.
I don't destroy. I put LeBron as the second greatest player who ever lived. It's incredible. If there was. If Joe Montana and Patrick Mahomes were rolled
you see
into
how I
one,
just did the whole segment,
that would be Michael Jordan.
You see? Set him
Can't
up, the whole
it?
Thing. Whole set.
Yeah. I got something that I'm going to share with you guys during the break because I'm sure Max would love this. I'm going to share it with him in the break.
Are there germs involved?
He said Eric be friend.
Yeah, that's the whole problem. Eric want to be coach. Eric be assistant coach.
Eric
he want to be coach.
Alone, you get your man. Ass in trouble.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.